Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 15th, 2018. The Privatclub in Kreuzberg has been offering young musicians a platform to perform for 20 years. But now, this institution is on the brink of closing. After a change of ownership, the new landlord is demanding more noise protection measures. This makes the Privatclub a part of the city's history of the displacement of clubs from the city center. Norbert Jakschantis, who founded the club in 1998, reports that the owner is raising the rent, set to rise to 22 euros per square meter, which is a doubling. The lease agreement runs until 2022, and Jakschantis added that there is no legal reason to increase the rent, and recently the owner is suddenly citing that the volume and noise from the club is an issue, demanding that only two concerts and parties per week should take place. Mark Samwer, the building's owner since spring 2016, as reported by Berliner Zeitung, insists on this observance. In recent years, the Samwer brothers have repeatedly made headlines about immoral real estate deals, which they process through a confusing network of companies. Their strategy is seen as aggressive and geared towards maximum profit. In recent years, clubs in Berlin have had to close down again and again because they could no longer pay the rent or because there was a dispute over noise or other issues in the neighborhood. Patrons of the club are currently fighting against its end with a crowdfunding campaign. The target is 60,000 euro for new noise protection measures. As announced by the Senate Justice Administration, soon dog owners in Berlin will have to obey the new Dogs Act, at which time all the rules for future requirements such as leash obligations and licensing will definitively be regulated. As reported, all dogs in Berlin, regardless of their size, will have to be on a leash unless their owners acquire a certificate of competence for their pet from a dog obedience school, the so-called dog driver's license. Owners of dogs who have kept their animals for a minimum of 3 years without officially registering an incident are exempt from the leash requirement. The new laws will also regulate where to apply for a dog license and which dog training centers are licensed for the appropriate obedience examinations. Police were involved in 3 car chases within 1 week's time. On Saturday night, a chase ended with an injured person and damaged cars. The driver of a Renault was seen crossing several red lights, and after police started the chase, several parked cars were damaged until it crashed into a smart car. The driver of the smart car had to be taken to a hospital. The 3 men who were in the speeding vehicle fled the scene and have not yet been arrested. The night before, 2 police officers and a driver were injured after the driver crashed into the police car. And Wednesday night, another officer was injured after a man tried to avoid a stop and search. A dangerous package was detected in a bank in Stieglitz on Friday. An employee noticed wires when he tried to open the package and contacted the police. It was later diffused by a special team. Berlin Briefing reported on a similar package delivered to a pharmacy in Potsdam in early December, resulting in the evacuation of the Christmas market. According to police investigations, the package is probably connected to the blackmailing of logistics company DHL. Furthermore, the investigation team thinks that the blackmailer is from the region. The package will be forensically scanned for clues that could lead to the sender, like fingerprints and DNA. After the discovery of 2 corpses in a burning apartment in Rathenau, Havelland, on Friday, the Murder Commission has taken up the investigation. The police announced on Sunday that the forensics team is still on the scene. According to police spokesman Heiko Schmidt, the circle of family and friends of the deceased 36-year-old woman, as well as her 34-year-old acquaintance, are being questioned. The police assume that a killing offense was committed as traces of violence were found on the bodies of the deceased. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. If you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.